From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado is expected to see modest job growth next year across many industries. The new economic outlook was released today by CU Boulder's Leeds School of Business. 91.5 KRCC Capital reporter Benta Berkland has more.
Employment growth will be lower than in previous years, but still at about 2.5%. The economic report says construction and leisure and hospitality will experience the highest rates of growth. Jobs in natural resources and mining will largely remain flat. Agriculture will also take a hit. Economists say that's partly because of low prices for cattle and grain, combined with recent weather fluctuations and drought. Colorado is expected to remain in the top 10 states for employment growth in the coming year. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland.
Low-level helicopter flights are starting today throughout southeastern Colorado as state biologists survey deer and elk populations. The goal is to measure the herds against the Colorado Parks and Wildlife desired models. Flights start in Lake and Chaffee counties west of Interstate 25, east of the interstate. They'll start near the Kansas state line. Flights could continue into early January. And a coalition of groups that advocate for the rights of people with disabilities is suing the city of Denver, claiming it's discriminating against people who use wheelchairs by failing to provide necessary access to concerts at Red Rocks. The federal lawsuit alleges the city is failing to prevent people who aren't disabled from getting space in the front row. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.